You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? It's your girls, the Silly Girls Podcast, and we are back with another fresh and hot episode for you. YouTube, let us talk to y'all first. Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and comment and just, you know what I'm saying, say hi or something, you know what I'm saying, in our comments. Now, also hit that notification bell so you be notified every time that we post a video, as well as tap that subscribe button and join our family. It is an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family. Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody on your timeline, on your contact list, on the prayer list. I'm going to cut it short on the prayer list. Amen. Amen, saints. Also, it is a description box that is right under the arrow. And in the description box, we have some links. The first link actually takes you over to a podcast platform because we're on all of them. As well as the other links take you over to our social media accounts, okay? On our TikTok, we're on a road to 50K, okay? We're at 30,000 right now. So go ahead and follow your girl so we can go ahead and hit that, you know what I'm saying, that 50,000. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Then so we can go to the next level. But everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what it do?
Yeah.
Yeah. What it do, baby? Please go ahead and also screenshot this and put it on your social media accounts because our audio numbers do amazing, okay? The you know what I'm saying? The views for audio is amazing. So we would like a special shout out to anybody who is just listening through your cars, through, you know what I'm saying, whatever, however that you're listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, okay? Now that I have all of that out of the way, y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode because I get the honor of introducing this pretty Pisces that's sitting on the side of me. Shout out to my girl, Kiki, because today, this episode drops, it's her birthday! 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 Happy birthday, pretty Pisces!
Thank you.
How are you doing, Sugarfoot? How you doing, cutie?
Twin, where have you been? I ain't talked to my girl in so long.
I know.
That's how I feel. I feel like, oh, I keep staring at you like... I ain't seen you. Hey.
Hello.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Uh-huh.
Just working and...
You look cute with your hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, that hair is growing, honey.
CC. Let's stay nice. Because I miss you so much.
Oh, come on, CC. I love girl,
you.
Girl,
that hair is with growing. Me. I ain't because last time... I'm not going to say this every time we do a length check. You see, I keep doing like this. Like, what you say?
Mm-hmm.
But when I first got my locks, why y'all... Didn't tell me, I'm like a big roly-poly-oly, but it's wonders what 2 years, because I'll be 2 years in June, you know what I'm saying? So, that you know what I'm saying? Because I'm 42 years old when this drops. Where my mind is, it's like, that's why patience is a virtue. Mm-hmm. You can't always leave through the hard time. Yeah. Like, when life is getting hard, and I'm using this... With the lock journey, because, you know, it does its own thing. And my hair was, like, this long. Well, it was longer, but it drew up. I'm saying you have to trust the process. Mm-hmm. That really... I thought people were lying when they said that. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. You just too woke for me. But, no, it really teaches you how to trust the process. And just... You have to love other stuff about yourself. Because, you know, with a woman, our hair is what... is our crown. So, when your hair ain't on, you be feeling like... Mm. And so with locks, especially when it's going through that little phase like mine was, then it was orange. And then, child, it was some stuff. But and believe me, I loved it in that phase. But just thinking back on it, like, it was the best decision ever made for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as my hair, because I don't know how to do hair. And I just feel like, I just feel free. I don't know, I feel something.
Yeah.
And speaking of hair, you see this? That's my niece's hair that passed away. I had her hair put inside
oh,
my in my locks for my birthday.
That's so sweet.
And it's like two more uppers, so she can always be with me.
Dang, they got emotional.
I know why I
kind of
jumped
out
of bed, but yeah, her hair is right here. Right here. But, yeah, life is, I mean, I just feel like I ain't seen you.
I know.
You know what? You know, if I'm, y'all know, like, when it's months ago, when she first got in a relationship, I was in my feeling, like, off camera, I was like, really, like, bitch, what the fuck? Because we talk to each other every day for 2 years, 3 years straight. I mean, we talk before then, but with the podcast, we talk every day and stay on the phone for a long period of time. But we don't talk at all. Like, we'll shoot a text, but, and when I do try to call her, she be like, I tell him to put his phone down. So, I don't even say that. Why she probably be like, well, you won't text me because, bitch, when I text you, you say you have a move night.
Keep on. Just go.
Was, like, when I text her, she have a move night. And I'm like, I
can. It was one time.
But I can respect it, but I'm just like, normally, because if she ain't doing that, she'll shoot a text or something. But I be feeling like she's so busy. Because when you got a man, you got to tend to them. Because they like little babies, you know. They be in your little space. Babies. And when it's new, the newness of it all. Little and babies. I'm doing newness because it's new. Doesn't mean, like, I'm not doing this as it's going to be a short period of time. I'm just saying, like, you know, in the newness of everything, where everything is new. You know, that don't mean you know what I'm saying? Like, you just be engulfed. I'm not saying she forget about me, but she be engulfed. Because she'll shoot me a text. And when she's shooting a whole bunch, I say, oh, that bitch missed me. Then she wants to be my friend. She's a very hands-on, attentive person. So it ain't like I'm like I'm happy that what she's giving her attention is something that she's, you know, pointing to and what you're nurturing it so it can grow like a plant. So I totally get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. The old me, the unhealed me, wouldn't understood. Like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She still would have been my nigga. But like, fuck you. I would have been like, But where I'm at now, I'm just like, no, whatever. It is what it is. I'll just go to the gym and maybe find another friend.
Come on, gym.
I'll find a replacement for her.
You ain't find no damn replacement.
It'll never be a replacement, but it's like somebody will fill that void. You know when something's missing. Somebody to be like, I'm gonna find something. I'm gonna find my new friend that I meet in a week. Nah.
However, now I let her get all that out the way.
I was waiting on it.
Okay.
Wait, first, how have you been?
Over here trying to get this happy weight off, bitch.
She's happy. I'm not saying she's happy. Like,
listen, hold up, cause with me, we was texting about somebody else. And when she sent the picture, and I'm laughing at his picture, and then she's gonna shoot me a picture of me after that, and I'm like, hold on, bitch.
I didn't shoot a picture like to be like, boo, bitch, that's
no, you. No, you sent it because you were showing the sticker.
I made a sticker so that when she say something, I'm going to send her a reaction. Like, well, she's doing like this.
Yeah.
That's why I was sending it to what I initially said. But I think it's cute, but she was like, it was a wake-up call for her. Like, yeah, that's why I need to stay in the gym because I need to get this happy. But you know when you being
it wasn't
love.
Even that. No, listen, because me and him, you know what I'm saying, we both had gained weight. You know when you first get a relationship, that's all we doing, just eating.
Fucking
eating. We go
out, fucking.
All, seriously, all the time and just be eating. And then, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of time, I was not going out like that and eating because when I go out, I eat fries. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, potatoes.
A lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, the restaurants do not have it. So, I be eating them fries heavily. So, everywhere we went to, I was just eating a lot of fries. And so, all this weight started just gained because people, you know what I'm saying, would think like, oh, you're not a vegan no more? Nope, I just eat the, you know what I'm saying, the potatoes. And now I'm eating the candy because he want candy. And I'm like, well, let me get some of his candy.
He don't know the candy was your weakness.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you can't take a crackhead to a crack house. You can't bring the crack to the crackhead.
He work his shit off. And so, you know what I'm saying? So, I was going to gym with him to film some content for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For his fitness stuff. And so, I had went to the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? And so, I had stepped on the scale.
Did you?
And I was just doing it just to see. However, I came out of the bathroom and I got my ass on that fucking treadmill because I said, what the fuck? I said, don't, you ain't got to motivate me no more. This same day I went and got a gym membership.
I know that's right.
I was not playing no games.
Me and lie, with
because
lie, numbers,
I,
lie.
Mind you, I, you know what I'm saying, was just playing around. I'm like, I'm just going with him, you know what I'm saying, for him or something. But that was a wake up call for me. I said, hold the fuck up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? We both got this happy way. Heels, you really can't, you know what I'm saying? But my shit.
Women bodies are totally.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold the fuck up. I'm like, get it back together. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, now, like I said, I've been in the gym, like, every other day, bitch. I ain't been playing. And now I'm trying to cut off a lot of the stuff that I was, you know what I'm saying, eating. Because, yeah.
You can do that. But I've been seeing a lot of everybody. Shit. Everybody been in the gym these days. But that's good because America is obese.
But then it's not, it, like I was telling him, I'm like, not that I don't have to go to the gym. Because I didn't go to the gym last time.
Yeah, for sure.
I just cut out.
And it dropped.
You know what I'm saying? And it dropped. You know what I'm saying? But let me say. And
more going to drop because you're being active. Yes. And you're moving more.
And so I'm like, God damn. And the fact that now I be cooking. You know, meat has not been in this house for a long time.
Literally.
Right. That's mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But because, you know what I'm saying, I be cooking for him. And then now I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. Then I will start, you know what I'm saying, fix something else for myself.
So the stuff that you were fixing for yourself, was it vegan? It was still vegan stuff.
Yeah, it's still vegan stuff. But however, like I said, and then even with, you know what I'm saying, me being at school and then basketball practice, so as soon as I come home, I'm like, let me just hear these fries. Let me hear, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, I gotta get that all the way back because I've fucked up all the way. So I'm still vegan, y'all. It's just, I've been eating unhealthy vegan shit.
She's a vegan in love and a new love, so... Yeah, she so basically just been working on getting right, getting tight.
Gotta. So I've been fucking all the way up. Yeah, and then the fact that we post every week, we can document ourselves versus everybody else. That, you know what I'm saying? That, like, probably post and then don't post the, you know what I'm saying? Because we post every week, we can, you know what I'm saying, see ourselves.
When I was,
you know
what I'm saying? Ooh.
Yeah, it was some clip or something that I said, ooh, I had already signed that pink sheet. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I can't go back. Yeah. Then I gotta change my eating too, because when I was telling her that when I went, my job stressing me as a whole. But besides that, I went to the doctors. I just felt sick. My blood pressure was high, but my blood pressure was high because my job. Mm-hmm. Because I just knew my body felt off. Because I wasn't eating bad, but I was like, my body feels off. And I kept saying my own, like, it was just really sore up in here. And I was like, I ain't lifting nothing. But it's stress. I didn't know stress could take a toll on your body like that. And my blood pressure was high, so my doctor had put me on bed rest for the weekend to lower my pressure. So I have to monitor my blood pressure for 6 weeks and then take it back to her, like, the weekend, March the 15th or something around that time. Giving her shit. Because I asked her to check my breast, and she did like this, with my fucking shirt on. And I said, and remind you, I like her nurse practitioner, but she had left for a family emergency as soon as I came in, so I had to see her, and I was going to cancel my appointment, but she called my name back there. And I asked her, because it's just my spirit. Like, when something's on me, I can't hide. I got to say it. And I said, do you really feel like you can find anything that's wrong with my breast while you tapping my shirt? She was like, well, I didn't feel anything. I said, word. I'm just done with her. I'm looking for me another primary Because that was a trial.
With the black women, you know how they
she
do
was
us.
Wild. But her nurse practitioner, like, when I go in, she said, hey, my love, I've been missing you. She'll hug me. Like, it's so personal. But we'll sit there. She'll listen to all my worries and concerns and check everything. But that bitch, I'm going to write a nasty review I leave. But anyway, I'm happy to see that, you know, I mean, I ain't looking to see any weight. But I don't see her like that. So maybe if I...
No, I'm saying, like I said, y'all, the people who watch us faithfully... Y'all see, it's like it go up and down. But it been going back up because I've been eating bad with his ass. I ain't gonna lie. We just been,
yeah. I wonder if I'm ever in a relationship, if I'm gonna be like that.
It be like the she get on my fucking nerve. It be the happy way because both y'all gonna be going eating all the time, yeah. And then, like I said, but then now I'm like, let me get my ass in the gym together. If I can be, you know what I'm saying? Like, he be in I'm going. Shit, let me go. So now, you know what I'm saying? Other than I want to fight his ass in that fucking gym because he was pushing me. But then I appreciate the push.
Yeah.
But I was tired as fuck and my legs were sore. I'm still sore right now. Like, but I'm like, I need a fit. So, because he's my, you mad chick? I'm like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But I know that I need that push. Remember I told y'all this before. I was like, I hope that whoever I get with is in the gym so he can push me. So, thank God.
Yeah.
But you got something you want to say about that? Mm-mm. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into our first topic. Our first topic, we had saw a meme. It was on Instagram. And so, we're going to bring it to a topic. The meme has said, ladies, date for money. This dating for love shit is nonsense. Whoa. Basically, they trying to tell the ladies, right now, don't be trying to find nobody for love. Because everybody out here fucking up. They say you might as well date somebody for money. Because that's the only thing that's, you know what I'm saying, worth having these days. What's your thoughts?
I'm conflicted. Because I think I'm conflicted because when you meet somebody, if I date somebody, am I dating them? I don't know a motherfucker. I don't want a man that's flashy where I know he got money no way. You know what I'm saying? I want the conversation and the vibes of, you know, the getting to know him, the lead up to let me know, oh, okay, he got his shit together, that type of thing. I know that I've been told that Caucasian people marry for financial stability and the love comes later. In other cultures, you know, their spouses are handpicked for them, so the love comes later. And they've lasted. I don't know, because where I'm at with the love shit, it's like... And it's, but what's going on in this world and reading the comments on social media make you want to just be like, man, let's just be roommates and pay these bills. Because I don't even know if the world even believes in love no more. Like, if it was in a time when we were growing up, then I'd be like, no, love is love. But then you'd be so exhausted from what you've experienced before dating somebody or being okay with, oh, he ain't really got it and I'm the breadwinner. That's fine because he'll get there and then he don't ever get there. Or, you know, like... The struggle bus be real, and it's like, So I'm kind of 50-50 on it. Not saying that when I meet you, I'm like, hey, what your bank account look like? What you make? You know, not that. But I'm just saying you have to. It is a factor. You have to put it in there when you're hiring for the position of your mate. You have to. It got a ethnicity, name, date of birth, address. You know what I'm saying? Job history, relationship history. Good nigga. What you talking about as far as your yearly income? You know how when you apply for jobs and shit like that, I just think it is what it is, but no, it is a conversation piece. Like, I got to, because I'm like, I ain't finna be dating you because you cute. Then what is it? So I'm just like, I guess because I'm just in a space where I'm not really dating and I'm not, you know what I'm saying, so I don't really. When I saw a dating, then I'll let y'all know. But I'm conflicted on it. I was conflicted on it, but it's 50-50 for me because that is a part of it. I'm not going to say it's like, oh, he got to be making... That's not the soul. That ain't the entire piece of the pie, but it's a slice of it for me.
Come on, slice.
It's a slice. Like, I ain't going to sit up here and lie and be like, oh, you'll date him and he ain't got shit now. Because first of all, why you dating somebody you ain't got shit? Let's talk about that first. Mm-hmm. If you ain't got your shit together, why are you worried about dating? Bitch, get your house in order. With the Lord and with the everything else. What you think?
You know, it was so crazy. I just know that a woman probably made that meme up. Let's be honest. Women over 30, we have real bills. We have, you know what I'm saying? We trying to do a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Have goals and all this other shit, you know. So I know that so many, you know what I'm saying, relationships are failing because a lot of people are not loyal. They out here cheating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They investing all this time and money into someone because when you get in a relationship, that is an investment. You investing, you know what I'm saying, like if you buying them gifts, that could be money that you could have been, you know what I'm saying, in your savings account. Mm-hmm. If y'all are, you know what I'm saying, going out to eat or something, you know what I'm saying, there's money in your savings, or that's money that could be some new tires for you, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Or even investing your time. You get what I'm saying? Like, time is precious. So any relationship is an investment. So because so many women have been, you know what I'm saying, out here like, no, I love Tyrone, you know what I'm saying, and trying to help build a man, you know what I'm saying, and like, oh, you know what I'm saying, my ex and do so let me, you know what I'm saying, or anything like that of trying to help, you know what I'm saying, like, build them, and then they still fuck over you. Mm-hmm. And they still, you know what I'm saying, cheat with it's your sister, gamble. Cheat with your cousin, you know what I'm saying, and so it's like, you lost leaving that relationship and it wasn't anything gained. Mm-hmm. So a lot of these women are like, hey, I'm going to need you to already, you know what I'm saying, have your shit together before we actually get in this relationship. Because, again, if I walk away, at least I didn't lose a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I'm not dating for money.
Yeah.
I am dating for love. However, I need you to have your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because if you are other people who, you know what I'm saying, have been, you know what I'm saying, married, for financial, you know what I'm saying, reasons or whatever, they learn to love they mate. You know what I'm saying? I always look at, like, the Delta. You know what I'm saying? I said the Delta. Like, Delta. Mm-hmm. You know, like, somebody that wanted to be a Delta, but then they went and pledged another sorority. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then they know Delta was really their heart, but then now they having to love their other sorority. You know what I'm saying? So, I look at it like that. Like, you really wanted Billy Bob. But, however, you went with Tom.
The same because way that boy went and, go ahead. I said, you know how the men go and choose another woman to be with him. But then, since they see your name or see you, they wishing, regret. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, they, because, again, and I'm saying that because I would want my men to, you know what I'm saying, to say, damn, I choose her and not choose her because of what she can do for me. You know what I'm saying? Because if you are with somebody because of something that they can do for you, you're not with them for love. You're with them for, you know what I'm saying, because
what they can do for you.
You know what I'm saying? So if you stop doing for them, are they still going to love you? You know what I'm saying? So for me, I wouldn't agree to say ladies they for money.
Yeah.
Because you really
should have worded it.
You know what I'm saying? No, I get but she's basically saying do what the white people do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They find you a husband, because I'll never forget my old boss. This lady was married. She told me she did not like her husband. But she said he takes care of everything. She said, I'm not leaving him. Because she was comfortable. You get what I'm saying? But she did not like him.
Some people don't care about the love part of it. They just want to make sure they straight in life and can live life. My the lady that does my brows, I've been going to her for years. And when I first met her, she was single. And then she was telling me that her family had picked her a husband. And then one time I went, she was like, she's going to get married. I said, how you feel about that? She said, we'll get to know each other. And once we, every day we get to know each other more and more, we'll fall in love. So they feel like it don't matter. Like, I may not like you today, but 10 years from now, I'd be like, you're the best thing that ever happened because you're learning them. Like, I don't know you from shit. So, it's new. I'm marrying you, don't know shit, versus marrying somebody you've been knowing your whole life and get divorced a year later because it's like, I thought I liked you when we met 10 years, but when we got married, I feel like, Because you see so many people that been together like 14 years or 15 years, they be divorced within a year of them being married. Like, how that work? So, I agree. I mean, like, hey, whatever flow show go to find your lost remote. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I'm looking for partner. Man, they're going to be looking for... I wish my family had arranged me one, goddamn. Why black people don't have that?
I wouldn't want to do that.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. But, you know what I'm saying?
I don't care. I don't think I would. It's just like meeting somebody you don't know. Except y'all just get married and y'all stuck. What kind of... But then, like, your parents pick them out.
So, basically, if somebody just... Okay, somebody right now that you think that is not attractive, that's lame. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like your boss. What she say? I'm like my boss. Because I'm just 42 now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm just like... At the end of the day, if I met somebody today and they check stuff and I'm like, I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. I would want to be mad and love all that shit, but man, shit, that shit, man, say.
So basically, you agree, you down for this.
Not saying financial, yeah. I'm saying like, I'm not saying, because I don't like the love shit, that'll come. Like, I don't have to be like, what am I trying to say? I'm saying that if I were in another culture, I'd be like, I'd probably be against it. But then it's like, I guess what I'm saying is, it made sense what she said, how she explained it to me. She was like, I don't know him. She was like, but I can get to know him. We build our friendship up and then we follow. That's what I'm saying, like that. She never said that she wasn't never attracted to him and whatever like that. So I don't really know. But I'm saying like, ain't shit else working for me, then why not? Mm-mm. But I'm talking shit. But I'm like, if I meet somebody, of course, I'm not going to jump in a relationship like that. No way, I gotta get to know you because it takes me a while, and then once I'm in that thing. But I'm just saying, like, at some point, like, the way the system was working, it don't be working. So you gotta switch it up a little bit to whatever works for you. And I don't really know what works for me, but I'm just saying, like, I can see why my brow tissue was like, shit, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And she love her husband.
But you not even after to even figure that shit out. So you up here talking shit.
I'm trying to get money. I don't need to be hood booed up and in love and all that shit right now. I'm trying to make sure me and Jody.
No, I'm saying because you somebody that shit wasn't breaking. You wouldn't even know if it ain't breaking because you
ain't breaking because I'm watching other people other shit. Some people looked up on some shit and other people ain't looked up on shit. And I'm not going to go through all that. I'm not a serial dater. And everything irritates me. I know when it's going to be time, it's going to be time. But I ain't shit out there. What the fuck I'm going to get out there for? But if I know he getting his dick sucked by his homeboy, bitch, please. I'm good. We good over here. Because they sucking dick out here, y'all.
They sucking dick out here.
Well, we from... They're everybody. Everybody. And they get exposed and it makes you scared. Mm-hmm. And I really am okay. Like, do I want to be in love and be able to? Yeah. But I'm not even pressed for it. You know, like, everybody around me is getting a relationship. She's in a relationship. Everybody, majority of my people got somebody. I don't give a fuck. Kiki don't. And I'm okay with it. And I ain't want to be like, oh, when is it my turn? When is it my turn? No.
YouTube, if you want to hear more of this, please go ahead and tap the first link in our bio to listen at the rest of this episode because we want to know, you know what I'm saying, are you dating for money? Think? Or you know what I'm saying, are you dating for love? But hey, YouTube, guess what?
They ain't got no money.
We out. Now, everybody else who is still on, who's still listening, because y'all are the ones who really, you know what I'm saying, be, you know what I'm saying, with us on this road, because y'all listen to the whole thing. Like I said, it's been so many women that have been let down, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, that have been poured so much into, you know what I'm saying, trying to build the relationship, and then to find out that, you know what I'm saying, it has been loyal the whole time, you know what I'm saying, and then now they have to start all over.
Yeah.
And so, you know what I'm saying, it's been like failed relationship after failed relationship, and so, you know what I'm saying, it gets to a point where some of them are like, you know what, fuck it, because you know what I'm saying, nothing is, all these men out here, you know what I'm saying, cannot keep that dick in their pants. They cannot be, you know what I'm saying, truly loyal, you know what I'm saying. And so it's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna make sure that at least, you know what I'm saying, you can pay all these bills.
Now y'all, I be bullshitting, I say a lot of shit, and like I said, I am really like at a point where you, if the system ain't working for you for what you normally go for, like if you was going for dark-skinned men, maybe you need to give a light-skinned man a chance because you're putting yourself in that box. Most women like, I want to be in love, I want this. Maybe that ain't, the in love ain't work for you. Maybe you find somebody who can take care of you and the way he points you and nurture you and make sure you stable will make you fall in love with him more, not just because of what he can do for you, but because he cares to make sure that you're straight, that you ain't stressed. And that's how I'm trying to look. Like, I don't want to look at it as like, oh, she a gold digger. You got some bitches who just like, But like, when your boss said, I don't like him, but he takes care of me. That sucks because I want to be attracted to my mate and I want to like him. But at the same time, it's like, what my brain is doing a whole bunch of shit right now, y'all. I'm sorry. But when she says she don't like him, the type of person that I am, if he's making sure I'm straight and I don't need shit, I'm going to like him. I'll be like, yeah. Like I said, if I meet somebody and I know that he wants to make sure that I'm straight, he cares about if I'm fed. He cares about you, everything straight you need. There's something that's always trying to do that. And, you know, if he seems like he's great and I like him and we hang in and we date and I still like him, because again, I'm telling y'all, it takes me a long time. I don't fall for motherfuckers easy. Like, it takes, I'll be liking you for, you know how long I was liking that motherfucker I was going with in college before I actually realized I was in love with him? Or how long I was going with that boy in high school before I realized I was admitted to myself that I was? I don't fall in love. I don't give a fuck. It takes me a while, but when I fall, it takes me forever to come out of it. So when I guess what I'm looking at with your boss say she ain't like him, I just feel like, how can you not like somebody that provides for you? Maybe you ain't attracted to him
because he was ugly. She showed me a picture.
Now see,
he was, you know what I'm saying, but she said she still married him. She said because he was working at IT or something, and the man had, you know what I'm saying, like he was like well over six figures, you know what I'm saying.
And since she went into like, her mind frame went into it, oh, he could take care of me, mm-hmm. whatever. And I think with me, because, like, you know, we said with the shoes and we did out there, I think where I am in life, like, if I could show you a picture of him, like, he ain't cute to me, but long as he cute to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be a little, I got to find, maybe your eyelash is cute or something like that, because, I don't know. You know, like, sometimes you got to find something you like about a person, like, I couldn't imagine living my life that whole time not liking somebody like that. But I feel like maybe I don't be in love with them, but I can like them. I don't know. I told you, my brain doing a whole bunch of shit.
And see, for me, my thing is, why not stay single?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, everything that I'm hearing you say, the people, you know what I'm saying, of like, why don't you stay single until you find him? Why jump with him because of what he can do for you if you don't find him attractive? Why not stay single until you find him? You get what I'm saying?
Why do people do what they do? Why, if I'm the type of person, I feel like I want to have the comfort of someone who makes me, that takes care of me, make sure I'm straight, and maybe where I am in life. Like I said, people that really ain't where they need to be in life don't really need to be dating, but people going to do it anyway. And maybe I want to, I want a relief. Some relief of spending my money. I want to be able to save some shit. So if I find a motherfucker who gonna be okay with taking care of me where I can put some money back, then why not? Because even like I said, I done dated people where I wasn't initially attracted to them. But later as I dated them, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. But it took me a while to realize, okay. Because initially I was not. And I can only speak from experience. Mm-hmm. I was not. Initially like a couple of people. But I was not. But then it was like, you know, and it could have been just me having my gut from the abuse and all the shit I went through. But I wasn't, because my brain was like, you done gave niggas a chance who was good looking and they wasn't shit. Or who you initially was attracted to and you hee-hee-hee-ha-ha with them. Why not give somebody a chance that you know nothing about, that you don't, if you were somewhere you wouldn't go for them. And it was like one of the best things that ever happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? I only experienced that like twice in my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But... you know what I'm saying? Like, to where somebody made me feel like this. You know what I'm saying? So, if you ain't, I mean, like, I get it. I get what people say, I want to be attracted. I get that. But I think where I am in life, it's just like, I'm just going with the flow. Now, if he butt-ass ugly, I can't. Now, he's medium ugly. I don't know. It's just something about the ugly-ass nigga these days. I be like, oh, this, he cute. But I know if somebody saw that, be like, damn, he ugly.
These ugly-ass niggas still cheat on you.
Anybody,
you know what I'm saying? They are still, you know what I'm saying, still can be up here fucking up. They still, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, he could be ugly to you, but he could be you know what I'm saying, good looking to somebody else. So it's like,
it's a, to me, it's a catch 22. If you with somebody because you out in love and you fall in love and you like, I'm looking for the love, you still can get disappointed. If you like, I want to date him and he's financially stable and I marry him for the financial stability, he can make sure your house's bills is paid and he out there fucking everybody. But you may not care as much because you don't really like him, so it ain't really bothering you. Do what you want to do, but like you said, why go through that? Just be single. But I guess I'm just saying, like, some women, and y'all know how I style. Like I said, I'm not in the space right now where this is really pertaining to me. I'm just like shooting the shit because I don't even know what the fuck. I change every day sometimes, but I'm saying, like, why waste somebody's time? But motherfuckers waste time. People waste time all the time. You want, people don't, like you said, people ain't loyal. People are selfish. Because this could be considered selfish, like you just dating a man. But at the same time, if you tell a motherfucker, right, I'm not really, because I'm like, I feel like a motherfucker know you're not really into them. Because if you don't like them, a woman, unless you a badass bitch, you're with acting, you can't mask if you don't like somebody when they touch you. If it just works, it works. Maybe we go into this agreement as a point. You want to a pretty bitch, what they put, a beard to be with you so people can think, you know, whatever. And then I need the comfort. Some people don't care. Like, a lot of people, oh, I want to be in love, I want this fairy tale shit. People have to be realistic for what works for them. For me and my 42 years right now, I really don't know what works for me right now. But I know that I can't say, oh, I'm going to be this way, because it may change. Do I want somebody that can make sure I'm straight? Do I want to love them? Absolutely. But my 9 times out of 10, when I'm with them and if I be that girlfriend, I'll be your girlfriend and still don't be in love with you because I like you. I'm smitten by you. I like, it's something about you I like, but I ain't in love with you. Because that's how it always, anybody I've been in a relationship with, it was my boyfriend, I was not fucking in love when I first started going with them. I just liked them. I enjoyed their company. Like,
and Doug, you ain't gonna never find in love with somebody when you first meet them.
But the type of heart that I have and the type of heart like you have, like after you spend so much time with somebody and you give them their time, you like them. You know what I'm saying? You eventually fall in love. I can't speak for them hoes. I'm just saying, like, with me, I don't like them at first like that. I be like, yeah. And then sometimes, like, 3 months, oh yeah, 6 months, he cool. 7 months, all right. And they be like, I get to tell you, I be like, yeah, I'm so serious. And it makes, that's what I'm saying. That was when I was younger, when I wasn't healed. And I was just like, whatever. Now that I'm older, I don't know if I meet somebody. I'm like, we got married at the courthouse yesterday, Charles. So I didn't tell nobody. Like I said, I can't really say because I'm not in that space right now to be like, oh, this is what I want when I meet somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm thugging. Okay, I listened to Jeezy earlier today. I ain't thugging.
You ain't no doing no damn thugging.
I ain't thugging. I'm lying. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yo, you just over talking. I'm like, bitch, you ain't
it's
no
my
thugging.
Birthday. I can shit. Just ramble.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just listening to your ass. Oh, this bitch. Ain't no fucking.
I'm a thug. But no, real talk, and I'm going to say this shit. I'm going to shut the fuck up because I've been rambling. It's my birthday, and I ain't seen Troy. And she just looking at me and letting me just go. What I'm saying is, I don't know where I was going with that, but what I'm saying is that. I don't know. I lost my train.
Okay, I will go. The like I said, the main thing a lot of women, like I said, yeah. I'm gonna repeat that they have given up trying to find love because love has disappointed them in a lot of different ways. So now it's like I just need you to pay the bills.
And you know what I'm saying? When you say that, now that you said that, now I know what I'm gonna say. Oh, like in the Instagram comments, I always look on the post. I can see like just to read through it, and the first thing somebody say, "Who hurt you?" Because you see a lot of women be saying that, like, and that's crazy and it's scary because it's like, you want to marry for financial stability, but these niggas out here asking what you bring to the table. How does it work? Who's going to meet in the middle? Like, where is it going to come to a, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on? And I think that's why I'm all over in my, I'm not after a date, but it scares me to get out there and date because look what I got to deal with. No, you were lucky enough to date around and find somebody, you know, that tickled your fancy. I'm just not willing to waste my time.
And see, like, even because me and my best friend, she was saying how that she's so happy that I found, you know what I'm saying, him. And I was like, bitch, do you know how many frogs I had to kiss?
A lot.
You get what I'm saying? Like, no, he know, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, that's why I said, it basically, it's just, you know what I'm saying, for you to have fun. I was not looking for a boyfriend, and you know that for sure.
That for sure, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so people, like, bitch, like, I don't give a fuck what y'all hear about how, bitch, y'all know I was not looking for nobody. I was just having fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. However, you know, that's what I was saying, like, to whatever it is that, you know what I'm saying, you want, like, you work on you to get yourself together.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, to wait until you find somebody where it's like y'all really connected. And everybody that, you know what I'm saying, I was talking to, like, I told him, I'm like, me and you connected the most. I'm like, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? So just have fun and enjoy life and don't try to look
for nothing,
for something, because you know, see, you just never know. Bitch, I was enjoying life. He know, I said I was thug.
You
see my thug? I was having fun.
She was outside.
You know what I'm saying? I was outside. You know what I'm saying? So it was nothing like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I need a man. I've never been the one.
Oh, yeah.
I need a man. I ain't never said that on this podcast. I've never been her because I've always, you know what I'm saying, again, I'm going to forever say that to the day I die. I'm going where happiness lives.
Absolutely.
I'm not going where a man is or, you know what I'm saying, me being single.
Yeah.
Wherever that happiness is, that's where I choose to go to.
Yeah, you know, and you was saying? Like, you ain't out here dating. Niggas don't ask you on dates.
Exactly. I was talking to his friend about that yesterday.
Nobody asks for dates. The new thing is,
they think they have to spend money.
They'll ask you for dates. They inbox you and then be like, you want to kick it. Nobody says, meet me here. Like, and that's why.
They want you to meet them at their house.
And they be like, she like, that's why she was like, you ain't even out here. I ain't. Because y'all don't know what Dallas is holding. I don't. Because I see it up and down my timeline.
They don't want to go on
my news feed is not the whole Dallas, Texas, but it's quite a lot of it. And I'm just like, I'm okay. Like, I know I've always been highly favored by God. You know what I'm saying? I've always been highly favored by him. Whether it be, I don't know where I'm finna get this money to pay for something, or my heart is heavy about something. He done always showed up and showed out for me. So I know that when it's my time, rather whoever it may be that I choose to be, regardless, I know that it was because he led me there. He ain't gonna lead me astray. You know what I'm saying? And if he do lead me astray, he'll pull me out of it. You know what I'm saying? But I know, I don't know. Like, I just feel
that's
like.
That's why I always say, do not look for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, say whatever.
That's the problem.
Half of
my news feed, if y'all listen, I'm sorry, and y'all one of the ones, they looking for it. They're like, I need, I want, like, where they? And I'm just like, chill. It'll come.
Relax.
When it comes when you ain't looking for it. It falls in your lap. You just gotta just sit and just relax.
Them be the ones that hear it, and they, because when you put it out there that I just need a man, you go get just some any, you know what I'm saying, bullshit that's going to come in your life because you so much in need.
Absolutely.
A person who is always in need is going to always just quickly find something, you know, fast.
And microwave love.
But it's like, if you don't relax and just let it flow and see what, you know what I'm saying, comes, like, just because whatever, you know what I'm saying, no matter what, if God ordained it, it's going to always, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be like a magnet and y'all go, you know what I'm saying, connect.
Like the same thing that I be saying, like when Obo was trying to get at me at 5 Bistro mm-hmm. or whatever, and I'm saying, I was like, if it's meant to be, I'm going to run back into him. Not saying that I'm just like, oh. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I just feel like I'm Cinderella. That motherfucker be looking for that shoe to fit that foot. And, you know, my feet are unique size. So when he find me in that feet, it'll be there. And I always feel like what's meant for me is meant for me. And what ain't for me ain't going to be for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm not like... And truly, like, I really am enjoying getting to know myself. Like, I'm healing from a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just really be like, okay, I'm removing a lot of icks that I have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Me seeing all my friends in relationship, like... Bro, I'm happy that everybody's finding their love and doing what they gotta do. But it's like, when it's my time, it's my time. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. Shit, I might be 50. Hell no, the Lord no. But, yeah, I'm just like, But that ain't it. Shit. That, like, what you got, what you mean? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know how to, like, begin to even be like, I'm fucking with him for money. Because I don't want the flashiest nigga in the room. I don't want the flashiest mm-hmm. nigga in the room. Cause them be the brokies.
Mm-hmm.
If you gotta show everybody what you got, mm-hmm. and I just saw this thing, and he said Dallas is the only place where niggas fake to be rich to impress broke bitches. Dallas, because he's from Dallas, so he said Dallas is the only place where niggas, you know.
That ain't even just Dallas, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. They fake to be rich to impress broke mm-hmm. bitches. And it's sad because you have wholesome women who really ain't, they want to really build with you and add what you got to make it grow, but you can't see it because you so, that you attracted them hoes because you started tricking off your money like that, like you got mm-hmm. it. And it's like, if you coming out taking her to Ruth Chris on the first night, that's what her taste bud, you done started something. Mm-hmm. You got to start out slow and pace yourself, you know what I'm saying? So when, you know what I'm saying, I guess, like I said, with the whole topic, it's like 50-50 with me. I'm not saying I'm going to look for a man to be like, oh, I'm just marry him because he's financially stable. Patrice, shout out to Patrice. She told me that. She said, marry for financial stability. The love will come later. And we just talked about this last month. And she like, I still mean that to this day. I guess because she's experienced and she mm-hmm. like, nah, that love will come later. So I don't really know. Like I said, I haven't experienced, I experienced a broke love. I ain't ever experienced a rich love where a motherfucker just... tricking off his money to him, you know what I'm saying? You saw that?
You had to tongue out as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been
out. So, for me, my thing is that still marry for love, but just make sure that he got his shit together.
That makes sense. That's the perfect combination.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, why not have both? Why you gotta settle for one or the
like,
other?
Just make sure you got his shit together, but make sure that, you know what I'm saying, it's love. Because at the end of the day, you know, like they say, like, if I'm mad at you, but even if you cute, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, and when I say cute, I'm not saying, like, you know what I'm saying, cute for the world. My cute that I find is not the world. So, you know, just basically make sure that you find it.
But we've always said
find,
that.
You know what I'm saying, attractive.
That's what you said, no matter. Because, you know, sometimes the men that we're attracted to, we know, you know what I'm saying.
It's like, I don't
even anybody gonna think that mm-hmm. they cute. But I don't even care to say, do you think he cute? Because it don't matter if you think he's cute.
I ain't gonna ask no fucking I don't give a fuck if nobody thinks he's cute.
As long as I think he cute.
I think he the finest in the world. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, I'm gonna always be like, he the finest in the world. That's when you doing me right and treat me right. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna fall more and more for you. And
you take
gonna
care
be
of my soul.
That part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, and it's like you know what I'm saying? This the first time I have had somebody to really, you know what I'm saying, like,
this
take care of my
what's your,
part.
What number does your serious relationship mean? Number two?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Basically, seriously.
We both in the same
spot.
But,
you know what I'm saying? That is crazy shit ever because you would think, like, you know.
Well, you had people who were dating and then y'all kicked it for a while, but it wasn't nothing serious. What mm-hmm. is my boy if you only had two? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I've only had two relationships my whole life, so the third time going to be the charm for me when I get with somebody or whatever. So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because, like I told you, you know what I'm saying, y'all know that I don't give people a chance. I was just like, I played with you all day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I didn't. So, the fact that I really like, okay, well, let me just for real let my heart down and let me say this, take a chance. Take a chance.
Who pushed you off the cliff? Who pushed you off the cliff, bitch? Who pushed you off the cliff to take that chance?
Yeah, you. Yeah,
okay,
you
I was saying,
you know you did. You know you did.
Give me
you
my flowers.
But, yeah, because I'm like, I don't want to.
It's
know
scary.
What I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
It's scary.
And it's so scary because, again, I have been in control of my emotions
throughout
these years.
Yeah.
Because nobody, I ain't letting none of these niggas, you know what I'm saying, ruffle play me, ruffle my feathers. Yeah. Like, I ain't give a fuck. Like, you could do whatever. Mm-hmm. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? But with this one, I'm like, now my feelings are involved strong.
Oh, I see, you know what I'm saying? I told
her, it's scary as fuck.
It's scary, but life is scary.
Yeah.
Walking out the front door is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is scary. You gotta get a chance.
So that's what I'm saying. I took a chance. I'm like, you know what? Let's go. Let's go.
When I say this, well, CeCe gonna say the speech. But I say, I'm gonna be able to piggyback. Yeah.
Yeah.
CeCe, so pass me the mic.
Yeah, so
that
we
was
took a chance.
Yeah, took a chance.
But anyways, we kept on talking. I'm sorry. So again, to wrap this up, I would say for me, basically, you know what I'm saying, find, you know, somebody who you love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, but still, but because again, you shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, be talking to nobody who ain't got shit.
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be broken.
Come on now.
But if I'm saying, why not, like Charles say, why not have both? You can be in love and be financially.
You can wait. My thing is, like, again, I was single for fucking years.
Yeah,
it wasn't like, oh, let me give it. No.
But I'm just saying, like, for the girlies who feel like they just got to have a man, if you feel like you just got to have one, do you? But I'm just saying, like.
Because you don't got to have
one. You don't got to have a man.
I don't give if I'm in a relationship, I'm still saying you do not have to have one. Mm-hmm. Bitch, fine with your happiness is. And shit, stop playing.
That's true.
Okay, but anyways, we'll go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, please email us at sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or just DM us on Facebook.
Okay, so the letter said, a serious question came through the TikTok DM. Is it rude to have sex when you have company over? Yeah, because why you can't wait? You got plenty of time to do all that, especially like now. Yeah, the younger me would have been like, get it how you live, sneak off in the bathroom, fuck some. But to me, as a grown woman, it's like, it is rude because for one, sometimes you can't be quiet if it's too good. And it's just like, just wait, like have some, I wouldn't just say necessarily say respect for yourself, but for your guests. Mm-hmm. Because if they wanted to fucking go to a swingers party.
Come on, swingers
they
party.
They could have just went to a swingers party because they fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's rude because if you have guests over, like, it ain't that serious. Just be like, I'm going to turn your ass. Like, send a nasty text. Be like, I'm going to turn your ass up or let's leave. Cause I'm, or let's leave because I want to fuck or something like that. Just out of respect for the people around you because a lot of people are not sexual like that and it can come out some kind of way. And it's, I mean, like, is this like a sex party or something? Like, I feel like, for me, I ain't gonna fuck with a lot of my company over there because I just be like, nah. The younger me, hell yeah. But the older me now, I be like, let's just go. It was fun, y'all. We about to leave, but that's just me. I don't know.
For me, it depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have an event and people over, no, you should not be fucking, right? You know what I'm saying? I do think that's rude. However, if you spend night over my house.
Now, right? That's different.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I had to break it down.
Break
okay?
it down, yeah.
That's what I'm like.
Because, bitch, I'm
different.
Not going to not fuck
because
you ain't
going to exactly. Now, bitch, this is my house.
This is my house.
This is my dick that's right here on the side.
That's what I'm like,
hold on. It's rude, I feel, that if guests are open and you like,
when
you
said company,
up.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm saying.
Like it's a shindig.
Yeah, you shouldn't, I feel, you know what I'm saying? Come on now, bitch, entertain your company.
Bitch, but you got your
you know what I'm saying? Because if you know what I'm saying, again, you over my house, you know if me and my man in the bed, we both grown, it's our house, bitch,
nine times out of ten,
we probably be fucking. Because you ain't got to be at my house, you ain't got to spend the night on my house. Why the fuck you spend the night on my house? You know what I'm saying? You don't spend the night over my fucking house, bitch. So
especially if you know you got a sexual friend, that always be fucking a man, then, you know. But that's the same thing like when you go out on cabin trips. Everybody in one fucking cabin, couples. You can't tell me not one couple is not fucking.
Why are you not fucking? Y'all on a trip.
That's what I'm saying. And you still in the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like y'all got different rooms. It's like it's different rooms, but it's in the same house. So I'm with Charles. Look, if you spend the night, if you hear it, it's still my house. But
it's
my house. If I'm at a party or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No.
However.
We can leave early though.
Yeah. But like I said, this is my house.
Yeah.
You come over, you spend the night, just know it's a possibility. I ain't say I was, but it's a possibility because it's my house.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's to answer your question.
Yeah.
You want to, basically, we ain't got to do our second topic.
No, we don't.
We'll wait to our second topic because we took a long time for the first topic. But y'all know what time it is. Rando. We got something random for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you.
Yeah.
What's rando? My rando is, I feel that everybody, you know what I'm saying, want to be a dancer. Like, seriously. It just popped up in my mind again. Because this lady that work at my school, she about 55, and she saw me with a Delta shirt on, and she was like, I want to be a Delta so bad. Mind you, she turned into a little girl.
But if you have a dream, it's going to always be there, no matter
what. She was, I promise you, this lady's about 55. I would say just about, she in her 50s. And the fact that she looked at me, she said, I applied twice. Oh, and she said, man, I still haven't got it. And she looked at me and she said, please tell me, you know what I'm saying, the next rush is or anything. Like, and then looked at her face. It was just like a little innocent look. Oh, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the dream really was wanted. Still, you know what I'm saying? And the fact that I'm like, y'all be sleeping. But every fucking body want to be Delta. Because it's also another friend, you know what I'm saying, that she want to be Delta. I'll tell you when we get off. But however, because y'all are here, like, my friend Ashley had crossed, and it was 100 of them online, right? And I saw people talking. They was like, ooh, they just pick anybody. They let everybody be Delta. Baby, how many was at that fucking rush, Kiki?
I was there.
Exactly. It was over 1,600 or something.
It went over the way for us to let people come in for the rush. Like, it was supposed to stop at a certain mm-hmm. time, but it was still wrapped around the building. And that's just the rush for our chapter.
Exactly.
It wasn't a rush for the other
chapter. That's what I'm saying. So, y'all see that, you know what I'm saying, it was 100 that crossed, and they think that Delta let everybody, lines, you know baby. What I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, pledge and build the Delta. Baby, it was 1,600. So, they only picked 100. Out of 1,600. So stop playing with me.
And let me tell you.
Stop fucking playing with us.
And let me say this.
Everybody want to be there, baby. When I say
they went through with a fine-tooth comb.
Exactly.
You hear me? And I had to vote.
So, baby, there was a 1,600 that went to the rush. It was not that many that even got, you know what I'm saying, the chance to select it to even do interview process, baby. Stop playing with me.
Stop playing with us.
Yeah, so I had
to just... Don't do that like you ain't top tier.
Go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, put that out just for the one, two in a back. They think that, you know what I'm saying, be like, oh, they line's big. Yes. Bitch, it's a lot of them that try to be on that line, ho. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me.
Your mama probably is one of them.
Exactly. But it just because the lady had said, she was like, oh, I want to be there so bad. She said, I tried twice. And the fact that she like
remember her application
something.
Wasn't. Yeah. If you get through, you can get your application up, but getting past that interview.
Interview
is the
and
thing.
Stuff. That's yeah, the, we don't you just know. Select the exactly.
Ooh, shit.
Everybody, boy, I tell you, I ain't good.
God is good.
God is good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
My rando is, what was R. Kelly's mind really telling him to say no to? My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
He was confessing right then.
Let me tell you something.
What, girl?
Because they on Instagram, you know, they put the old school R. Kelly videos, and I was like, what the fuck was he? His mind was telling him no.
No, not to fuck them little girls, but his body.
But his body, the flesh, was like, mm-hmm. yes. And something he must confess. Mm-hmm. He told y'all back then, so why y'all... Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all indicting him now, but he told y'all all
he
this
told
music.
Back then.
He said his mind was telling him no, but his body was telling him yes.
Yeah.
That was on my mind all night. I said, damn, Kels. I'm going to write him. They got his address where you can write him. And I'm going to say, I am just curious to know, what was your mind telling you no to?
Bitch, you think
so? Because I was going to write C. Murder, too, but I forgot to write about it. I was going to write C. Murder. I was going to write R. Kelly. I ain't write Milstu because you a rapist. But for sure, I'm...
He in jail?
He went back to jail for raping somebody. Girl, they said he grabbed a braid.
Is that rape? Because he grabbed her braids?
No, she was trying to leave and he grabbed her braids after he made her snort a line and then he made her pray. Mr. Cook. He got with a dick in his hand. That nigga say, I said, the hell out of that crawfish. Woo! Woo! Michael Tyler.
Oh,
on that shake your hand. Oh, I come up with my dick in my hand. He said, like a chocolate in a bowl. Running up behind.
Bitch, what is your song?
The man right here. What are you going to dress like that? My song of the week is You already know by 112. You know I like it when I eat it. Mm. Yeah, it's really good. Mm. Yeah, it's 112. You already know.
Mm. What's your quote? My quote of the week is, confidence is a superpower.
It is. Is that yours?
Huh? Yes. Again, the quote of the week is, confidence is a superpower. Because a lot of people do not possess, you know what I'm saying, confidence. And so when you actually have it, you become confident in your walk through life. And so, you know what I'm saying, it's like a superpower, seriously. Because, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, you feel powerful in going in a lot of rooms. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's a superpower.
It is.
Yeah, so use your superpower, you know what I'm saying, to your best.
Use that superpower to get that job when you're nervous mm-hmm. in an interview. Use that superpower, like Troy said, walk home and command it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it command or demand?
Command.
Command it.
Yeah. Yeah, you demand it, I'm demanding, but when I command it, I'm like, giving you a choice.
Yeah.
You got so much you want to say? Well, make sure that you go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube as well as this platform as well. And write a review, because we ain't been checking our damn reviews. No. We forgot. But write a review. But Silly Squad, we out.